Hi, I'm Alice Creswell. Welcome to my podcast. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message. So, I've had lots of questions. I'm going to mention one person here, Crystal. I don't know if you're watching, Crystal, but Crystal was asking last time. She was saying, let me see, could a demon sit on someone's head and make it droop? Now, I don't know if that's for you, Crystal, or for somebody that you know, but you'll very often, we come across people, you know, we see people who it's obvious when it's a demon. Sometimes it's not obvious, it's subtle. And what we're going to do today is we're going to begin to uncover just some of the enemy's schemes and the things that are actually caused directly by demons that you might not know about. So, obviously, well, it's obvious to me, and if you study the Bible, it's very obvious that God does not put sickness on people. If we have sickness, it comes through Satan. God is good, he loves us. And things that we can do can actually, we come out of God's covering and we can get demonized, we can get sick through things that we do. And sometimes it's through things that other people do. And sometimes it's just through, you know, the fallen nature, the fallen world since the time of Adam and Eve. We live in a fallen world, but we don't have to be subject to that fallen nature, that fallen world, that sinful nature any longer. Through Jesus, he paid the price, he took it on the cross, he died, he rose again through his body, through his blood that was shed for us. He bought us with that amazing price that we can overcome these things, and we can just push away the things of darkness, and we can extend the kingdom of heaven everywhere that we go. And that's what we love to do, and that's what we want to train you in doing as well. Hi Aaron, hi Lauren, good to see you on here. So we're going to look at a couple of things today with regard to that. Now, so going back to Crystal's question, Crystal, you were asking, can a demon sit on someone's head and make it droop? Now, straight away, that reminded me of a woman in Jesus' time when he was on the earth, when he walked the earth. And it's in Luke chapter 13, verse 11, and it says this: there was a woman who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten. So whether it's your head that's down, whether it's your body that's, you know, you're bent over, sometimes you'll see people that are bent over, or that even it's just you feel like you've got a bit of a hunchback kind of thing going. Now, don't get me started on my Quasimodo impersonation, because I won't be able to stop. I scared Rob one time when I started doing that, but it was just an impersonation. It wasn't me. It was just, you know, wasn't anything manifesting, but I do a really good Quasimodo impression. But anyway, so whether it's you know, you just got this weight on you that's making you bend over or just not stand up tall, that's a physical thing. And in Luke 13 we see that Jesus met this woman who had that happening, and actually what he did was, and it says it was caused by a spirit, it was an evil spirit, a demon, that caused her to be bent over, and she could not straighten for 18 years. Imagine looking at the floor for 18 years. So, but Jesus wants you free. He wanted her free. And what the Bible says is that Jesus put his hands on the woman and he said, be set free. He just said, be set free, and the demon left, the evil spirit left, and she was completely healed. And many times we've seen hundreds, if not thousands of people receive instant miraculous healing when an evil spirit leaves. So you may find that you've got something physically wrong with you or mentally wrong with you, and you, or emotional, and you want to get free from that thing. You've been praying, God, heal me of this condition, heal me of this disease, and you're not sure why it's not going yet. Well, one of the blockages to you receiving your healing, because there's many blockages, but one of them is the fact that it could just be a demon causing it. And it's very simple. You just got to realize that's all it is. It's just a demon. And I say this to so many people, oh, it's fine, it's just a demon. Obviously it's not fine, but it's just a demon. As soon as you get free of that demon, you'll be completely healed. And many of you today, in the next 10 minutes, are going to get free from demons and you're going to receive healing in your body and in your mind and in your emotions. So are you ready for that? Because this is what I love to do, is to help people get set free, so that we want to activate and launch you into everything that God has for you. So somebody here, Ginny, says, you've got a 30-year problem in your neck and you've been prayed over many times, but nothing is working. For 30 years you've had that, Ginny. Wow. So Ginny, you're about to get free. You're about to get completely healed. It could well be just a demon that's causing that thing, and it's going to go. So I'm going to tell you a story, something that happened in our cafe. So you know, we had a cafe, we opened it in 2009 in Blaken, which is the neighbourhood where we live in Chester. It's a deprived neighbourhood, about 18,000 people, and lots of drugs and crime, but things are getting better. They are. And we love living here. It's really good. We love the people here. And we opened a cafe in 2009. Now, we had to close the cafe 4 years later because they actually were redeveloping the whole area where the shops were. So we had to move out. We tried everything to try and stay or get another place, but we weren't able to do that. But things are happening. And what we're good at is helping make space and break space open for other people to come in. So other things are happening, which is so good. And anyway, so one day I was in the cafe, and we had this lady was sitting there, and she told me, she was just a customer from the neighbourhood, and she said that she'd actually suffered from a stroke, I think about 6 months before. And so I said to her, well, let me pray. And so I started to pray. And as I'm praying and telling all the stroke symptoms to leave, there's a guy that we knew was coming in the door at the same time. And he goes into the corner of the cafe. And as I'm telling the stroke symptoms to leave this woman, I can hear him saying, Alice, come and help me. So I run over there, and he says, I'm having a stroke right now, call an ambulance. Instantly I said, it's just a demon, because I knew, because it had left the woman. It must have left the woman. As I'm telling the stroke symptoms to leave her, it must have been a demon that came and jumped on him. And so I said, just tell it to go in Jesus' name. It's just a demon. So he's having a stroke. All the stroke symptoms are happening to him. Instantly he says, demon, leave in Jesus' name. And he's completely healed instantly. No stroke, no problem. Now, that's one example. Another time I was, it's a long story, but I'll try and cut it short. But basically I was in my living room and had all these symptoms started happening to me. I had bad headaches, like a migraine. And I've got to say, migraine headaches usually caused by demons. Okay. And, obviously stroke can be caused by demons. I don't know whether it always is. Demons can cause physical problems that will cause other things. So it can, a stroke might always be demons, but I'm not saying that it definitely is, but it definitely can be caused by demons. And one time I had a really severe headache, like a migraine. I had my ears went a bit deaf. I felt all this confusion. I couldn't see straight. I don't know what else was going on, but it was really weird. And my friend had the same thing at exactly the same time. So I thought, this has got to be a demon. Anyway, long story short, we tell the symptoms to go. I realise it's a demon. As I'm telling the demon to go, it actually enters a woodpecker, and the woodpecker dies in the garden. And I'm going to tell the story properly another time, but basically, what I realised from that, after I'd raised that woodpecker from the dead and the demon had left me and then it left the woodpecker, was that demons they operate, and you don't always recognise that they're there, but sometimes they'll come and try and throw things at you, jump on you, cause you to have physical problems. And if you don't recognise it straight away, then that thing can sit on you, and you think you've got something wrong with you too. You go to the doctors and you get medication, you come into agreement with it in whatever way you do, and that thing remains there, and you wonder why you're not getting healed when you're getting prayed for. So it's really important just to recognize when things are evil spirits. Now, Jesus, you know, already talked about the fact that he told, he released a woman from a demon that was, it was a spirit of infirmity that was causing her to be bent forward. She was bent double, couldn't straighten for 18 years. He set her free and she was healed. Another time, there was a boy who had a deaf and mute spirit, Jesus said. So it was actually a demon that was causing the boy to be deaf and to be mute. He couldn't speak. And very often you find that you have things like Tourette's syndrome. It's just, that's a demon. There's so many things. OCD is just a demon. Cancer is just a demon causing that. So I've already mentioned migraine headaches, fibromyalgia. There's so many things that are caused by demons. Depression, many forms of depression, bipolar, lots and lots of different things. And this is part of what we do. We go around different places and we might be coming to somewhere near you very soon, but we just do workshops. It's one of the things we do. And obviously in writing my books and our videos and our DVDs, we want to help you to learn that really what the enemy is doing. We want to uncover the plans, the schemes of the enemy. And, you know, the Apostle Paul said, we don't want to be unaware of the enemy, of the devil's schemes. And he does things that we just think are physical, natural things that we get sick. Well, we don't have to get sick. Things come at us, but we don't have to be under them. We don't have to be subject to this fallen, sinful world anymore. Do you realize that? Wow. Wow. That's through the power, the blood of Jesus, what he's done. If you know Jesus or not, it does not matter. You can, well, it does matter, but for being healed, you can get healed right now. I have helped lots and lots of people who don't even believe in Jesus. Hundreds, if not thousands of people who don't believe in Jesus have been instantly healed and set free from demons when I've helped them do that, when they've just realized that the power of Jesus is here. And then they want to know Jesus. Of course they do, when they experience his power and his love like that. So whether you know Jesus or not, you can be set free and healed right now. But I tell you what, if you want to go on remaining healed, if you want to stay free, you need to follow Jesus. You need to give your life to him. So I would always, you know, everything I do leads people to Jesus. It really is about Jesus and through the power of his spirit, the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray in a moment. Let me see, what else am I supposed to do? I've got some notes down here so I don't go too much off track. So let's just do that right now. I want to pray with you. Now, people very often say, oh, Alice, I just need you to pray for me and I'll be healed. And people want to track me down. They chase me down. They run after me. I mean, it's been difficult for me because, you know, I see lots of miracles and I want to help people. Of course, I want people to get well. But one thing the Lord uses me for is to help other people see, help you see that you can do it through the power of Jesus. You don't need me. I can help train you and activate you and show you things. But at the end of the day, it's the power of Jesus. It's not my power. And the more you lay down your life, the more you follow Jesus, the more you will find that you will be moving in signs and wonders and miracles as you step out in faith. And I really want to encourage you to do that. But I'm going to pray with you to help you. So don't look to me. It's not me doing the miracles. I'm just helping you get the revelation about who Jesus is and helping you to recognize some spiritual stuff and know what to do with it. So let's, first of all, I just want to say that if you have some kind of condition or some pain in your body and you think it might be caused by a demon, or some mental illness or whatever it might be, then you need to take responsibility for that. So it might have come at you during some kind of trauma. It might not be that it came through sin, although it may be it did, or you were being disobedient to the Lord. It may have come in then. However it came in, I would still recommend that you ask God to forgive you for coming into agreement with that demon. So are you ready to do that now? Who's ready? So shall we all get free of demons all at the same time? So I'm just going to pray if you want to pray with me. So let's just say this. Let's say, Father God, please will you forgive me for coming into agreement with any evil spirit that has caused, and then say what it is. If you've got some kind of condition, just name it and shame it. Father God, forgive me for coming into any evil spirit, a spirit of pain, it could be a spirit of depression or despair, it could be a spirit of anxiety or fear, it could be any number of things. But you just say, whatever is causing this condition, I command, well, I first of all ask God to forgive me for me coming into agreement with that. So however I've done that, if I've spoken out that I've got this thing, if I've taken medication to try to suppress that thing, if I've, however it is, if I've believed the lies of the enemy over the word of God, you just confess that. Say, God, please forgive me for doing that, for coming into agreement with that evil spirit in my life, and I command it to leave me right now in Jesus' name. So you just say that. I command that spirit, that demonic spirit, to leave me now in the name of Jesus. And as I'm going to pray, and you just take a deep breath in of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Holy Spirit, come in. And then on the count of three, one, two, three, out. Breathe it out or cough it out. Just get out right now. I take authority. You don't have to speak now. Just breathe in the Holy Spirit and just cough or breathe out that demonic thing. They're just evil spirits, and we don't want to have them anymore. So I'm going to pray while you do that. And I release the power of the Lord Jesus. I take authority over every demon that is working in people that are watching this video right now. And I tell that thing to go in the name of Jesus. It's got to go right now. I can feel the presence of Jesus so strongly right now. Oh, wow. And wow, many of you are getting free right now. We just tell those things to go. So I'm not going to have this anymore. So, you know, evil spirit that's causing fibromyalgia, that's causing being bent over. What were we talking about before? Like hunch things. Food intolerance very often. That's just a demon. It's a spirit of fear. It wants to stop you having enjoying food. I love food, you know. We've got to enjoy what we eat. So anything that's stopping you doing something or causing problems in your life, or that you can't do everything that you're supposed to do, very often it's just a demon trying to stop you. So don't have it anymore. So don't come into agreement with it. Just get rid of it right now. Those things, come out, leave, go. Go to Jesus now. In Jesus' name, you cannot stay. Thank you, Jesus. And we release the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Come now. Come and fill us. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Out with the demons. In with the Holy Spirit. And have fun. We just release joy right now. This should be fun. It's not a heavy thing. You're getting free. This is going to change your life. Honestly, this has the potential to change your life. You don't need to be the same ever again. You can be completely healed now by being set free, just like Jesus did when he walked the earth, just like his disciples did. So we release the healing power of Jesus into your body right now. Just receive it. Put your hand on that part of your body that needs healing and receive the healing from Jesus. Not from me, from Jesus. He loves you so much. Father God loves you so much. Wow. So you're going to test it out. Hi, Alexandria. Good to see you. And Charlotte, good to see you too. So just test those things out. If there's something you could not do before, just have a go. If you've got to get up, bend over, move around, move your neck, shoulders. See if it, you know, you have a spirit of deafness. It might have been a spirit of blindness. We just tell those things to go. And you just speak to them, tell them to go, and do something you could not do before. We release the power of Jesus. Right wherever you are, we release it in the name of Jesus. Oh, wow. Can you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now? He's so wonderful. He loves you. He loves you so much. Phew. Okay, so, well, hopefully we're going to see some of you soon, and which would be good to see you in person. And we're just going out on the road. As I say, we're going to be, our next stop is going to be in South Carolina, in near Fort Mill, at Morning Stars Base Heritage there. We're going to be doing a workshop, 30 people max. So the bookings are coming in. You need to sign up if you want to come. 2 days with me and Rob, and we're going to activate you. We're going to be helping, you know, casting out demons. Oh, that's good. Someone, who's that? Is that Sarah, does it say? It's just, you're just disappearing off the screen. You had a bad headache, the beginning of a migraine, that's gone. Wow, that's great. You see, migraines, it's just caused by a demon. So we just Tell that thing never to come back. I've got to say, actually, if those things try and come back, then just don't have them. You've got to fight it sometimes. You've got to say, you are not coming back. But if you don't know Jesus personally, you don't have the power to stop it coming back. However much you try to stop it coming back, it might well come back if you don't know Jesus personally. So you've got to give your life to Jesus. So anybody out there that does not know Jesus, just let me know right now and we'll pray with you so you can give your life to Jesus right live with us right now. So just message on here if you don't know Jesus personally and you would like to do that now, then I'll try and keep an eye on here and we can do that together. So hi Karen. So so Karen's asking the question. She was at the workshop we did last time in Fort Mill. This is different. So last time we did a supernatural workshop at Fort Mill. We've done a few of those. But this one we're doing at the end of this month is all different teaching. It's kingdom authority. So it's very different and we're training you more. We're doing other stuff with you. So yeah, it's all new. Donna says, I can't stop yawning. Okay, so as you're yawning, that's demons coming out. Sometimes you just can cough them out or breathe them out. But sometimes you yawn, they just come out in different ways. So keep yawning them out, just keep going, come out. Now is that Waku? Am I saying your name right? You're saying pray for me to receive Jesus. So that's great. Tell me if I'm saying your name wrong. Waku? Miles, is that right? So who else on there wants to give their life to Jesus right now? Anybody else? Oh, somebody else is yawning. Ginny's yawning too. Yeah, keep them coming out. So Karen, if you go to alicecreswell.com, then you can see our workshops coming up there. You'll see my itinerary. You can go through to the spiritlifestyle.com website and where you can sign up. So Waku is shaking. Wow, that's the power of Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit right where you are. So we've also got another workshop coming up in July. We've got dates for that now in the UK. We're going to be in near Bristol in Somerset in England. And we're going to be with Patty and Andy Moyes down there with their ministry. We're going to be doing a two-day workshop there, supernatural workshop. So if you're anywhere near the southwest of England, I think it's the 14th, 15th of July, then come and see us. That's a small workshop again. We love doing these small workshops so we can really get to know you and activate you and launch you, get you freed up, practice on each other, launch you into everything God has for you. So, okay, Waku, we're gonna pray with you now. If anybody else does not know Jesus, you can pray with us too. So why don't you just invite the presence of Jesus to come into your room right now. So just say, Father God, thank you for your love. I want to know you more. And Jesus, I thank you that you died on the cross for me. And I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Just repeat that after me. Jesus is Lord. Come into my life. I want to give my life to you. Come and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Wow. Set me free from evil spirits. Yeah, and I just tell those things to go right now. Evil spirits leave. Holy Spirit come. Thank you, Father. So Waku is giving her life to Jesus right now, live on here. And just say, I want to be your best friend. I want you to be my best friend for the rest of my life. And I don't want to go my own way anymore. Just say that out loud. I don't want to go my own way anymore. Jesus, I want to go your way. I give my life to you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. He's wonderful. So just, he's coming into your life right now. He's coming in and he will never abandon you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, he says. He will never do that. No matter what's happened to you, no matter how, what you've done. And just after we go off air, just pray and just start going through all the things where you know you've gone your own way in your life. And we can all do this. If you feel guilt about anything that you've done in your life, then just say, God, please forgive me for that thing that I did. So just confess sin. You know, just say, I've done this, I've gone my own way all my life. I've done this or I've done that. Please forgive me for these things. You can just do that in your own time. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, it's good, isn't it? I love leading people to Jesus and helping them come to know him personally. So, Waku, you've just given your life to Jesus, I believe, just now. So we've got, you know, what happened was we've had so many thousands of people give their lives to Jesus and then we couldn't find really much to put into their hands. So Rob, my husband Rob, who is amazing, he has written a book for brand new Christians. And so we would like to send that book to you, Waku. So if you could go, maybe send me a message. If you can go to alicecreswell.com and send me a message on there so I can see that privately with your contact details, then what I want to do is be able to send you Rob's book for brand new Christians, and that's going to help you set a foundation for your life. So and if anybody else is watching this, because as I said, we have a lot of people watch these videos after we're live, so anybody else, if you want to give your life to Jesus, then if you do that, please let me know. The same way, we want to get material into your hands that's going to help you, and we've got Bibles for you as well that we can do that for you. So okay, good. And so basically, oh, we've got an offer that I want to mention to you as well. Where is it? Oh, it's going to be backwards, isn't it? We've got, now I don't know if you're aware that Rob and I have done a lot of videos. We do video training. We've got online videos. You can subscribe and pay monthly a small amount and you get a weekly video from us with activations. You can use them in your groups, in your small groups as well. But we've also got DVDs. So there's one called, it's a healing series. It's an 8-episode DVD. I know it's backwards, but it's an 8-episode DVD teaching set. So you get 8 videos that you can use on your own or in a group. So if you've got small groups or if you want to start a small group, then you can actually get our order our DVD, and we're doing it for half price. So this, it basically means we want to give these, we want to get these into your hands so that you can use these. So I know I've been talking about healing and deliverance today. There's a lot about that on these DVDs. So it's an 8-week course on your own with your family and friends. Invite people around to come and do them with you. There's a leader's guide as well. There's worksheets that go with it you can download. So if you go to, it's probably best to send you to alicecreswell.com. It keeps it simple. And but if you can click through to when it says all my resources, you know, I've got books and DVDs and CDs and all the rest of it, click through and look for the healing series, and we've put it as half price on the website, so you can order those and use them. So that's just for this week, we're doing that. Okay, hi Peter, good to see you on here. So what do you, so you're from New York. I know you've been messaging us a lot and keeping in contact with us, and you're saying you helped save my life. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm sure it was Jesus really. But so what I was going to say was, I know I'm kind of going over my time now, but we're on the road. We're traveling as much as we can this year because we want to come to where you are to activate you. And so in, we haven't got all our dates confirmed yet for June, but we're going to be in South Carolina last 2 days of May. If you can come, 30 places max. If after that, we're going to be, it looks like we're heading down towards Texas if we can. So we're going to, it looks like we might be driving through, we go through Georgia and down maybe through the top of Florida and maybe across to Texas is what we're looking at, but nothing's confirmed yet. So that'll be June. Now, if you live in any of those regions and you are able to help us to, we're not asking for much. We don't particularly look to go just to big ministries, big churches. We want to come to where people are wanting to be activated, where you want to be moving in this stuff. You know, it's not all, stuff that I'm sharing on is just that I've learned. I want to share that with you and get you activated so you can help other people, so you can start small groups or whatever you want to do. Reach people everywhere you go, just like Jesus did. So if you're in any of those regions and you are interested in us coming and doing a workshop, even if it's just a 1-day, 2-day workshop in maybe Georgia or in those areas I said, maybe into Texas in June, please message me and let me know, because we just want to get some dates finalised, and we just need a venue. So if you can just supply a venue, or at least tell us where is a good venue near you. It doesn't have to be massive, because we do small group things and we maybe open up in the evening, something like that. So Lauren is asking if we're going to come to Australia. We get a lot of people asking us. We'd love to. So we've got to be led by the Holy Spirit. But if you have even just a small group of people, if you just only need to be a few of you, but you have a venue or know a venue we can get for a couple of days, then we will consider coming, and we want to help activate you. So we're really, really excited. We love going out on the road and meeting you guys. So that's it for today. Don't forget, share this, because I'm going to put it as a video on my page. So as soon as it's on my page, share this with your friends and family. Make sure they watch so they can get free. If they want to give their lives to Jesus, they might want to do that. And then if you give your life to Jesus, contact me and let me know so we can send you some one of Rob's books. So we hope to see you soon. Bless you guys. Bye. Check out my website, alicecreswell.com, for more resources and to send me a message.